Welcome back, UFOFers and Freaky Fandomites, to another episode of the Fortress of Fandom podcast. The podcast where today, father and son sit around and talk about nerdy stuff. I'm Garrett, the host, and today I am joined by my son, Bittner. Say hello.
Hi.
Today we're going to be talking about Sonic the Hedgehog. The movie that came out this weekend, right? We saw it last night.
Uh-huh.
So, spoiler warning, this is going to be a spoiler-filled episode. But before we get to that, there's some things I need to take care of, talk about before. So we've been doing a lot of work on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. First off, I have to shout out my followers on Facebook, or not Facebook, but Twitter. We broke 500 followers on Twitter this last week. Pretty exciting. I know I've had the Twitter account for a couple years now, but haven't really pushed it up until just a few months ago. But we hit 500 followers finally. So that's pretty exciting. Again, we've been doing a lot of work on Twitter and other platforms with some different podcasts. So really quickly, what was that?
I don't know.
Really quickly, it's got to shout out some of the podcasts that I've been kind of working with and collabing with a little bit. It's going to be just a second. Bedknobs and Broomflicks, The Culture Quest, Lady Justice Podcast, Scary Nerd, Unpredictably Us, Movies on My Mind, Bad Movies Podcast, The Darkness has Answers, The Fun with Friends Podcast, The Movie Seller Podcast, The Java Pod, The Call of the Void, Reviews from the Closet, Round and Round the Podcast, True Crime Lab, Assorted Goods Podcast, Georgie Romero is Done For, Pass the Hot Sauce, a Roswell Podcast, the Sports and Screen Podcast, The True Crime Witch, Off the Record Podcast, The Broken Lords of Tabletop RPG Podcast, All Things That Keep Us Up at Night, I Have So Many Questions, Surely You Can't Be Serious, Medium, let's see, Geeksploration Podcast. And that's all we've got for this week. Like I said, probably be shouting out more podcasts in the future that we kind of work with. And I've been getting a lot of info and tips and ideas from them. Huh?
Where's the camera?
There is no camera. This is a podcast. It's like a radio show. There is no camera, you goof. But anyway, thanks to them. Go check them out. There's a lot of podcasts I've been working with, like I said. All of them, well, there's a big variety of different kind of podcasts. So go check out as many of those as you can. And now, been getting a lot of reviews on iTunes as well. So one thing that I've been neglecting to do is kind of shout out those reviews. So I'm going to be doing that. We have 30 reviews so far on iTunes. So I'm not going to read them all today, but we're going to we're going to read some of them. We're going to read five of them today. We're going to read five every week until we're caught up, and then we'll just read the ones that are new each week. So this one's by PK Workman, a good buddy of mine. Says, love getting me a dose of some comic/fantasy news. Great content, great host, great podcast. Next one by Jar_Jar203 says, love the podcast. As a fellow admin, I'm proud to see where this has gone and where this will go. Keep it up, Garrett. I assume I don't know who that would be. Jared underscore.
Wait, these are like comments?
Oh, this is that. No, these are comments. I think that would be Jeremy in the Facebook group. So shout out to him. Let's see. The next one is by at Miss Molly BK. She says, find out, or they say, I don't know, find out what you should get excited over in Nerd World with these fine young men. Thank you. Let's see. Next one is from Lar Finding. It says, great podcast and interesting topic. Glad I found this show. I would recommend to anyone. Thank you very much. And the last one for today is from ODPH607. It says, Fortress delivers solid content covering a wide variety of subjects. The conversation is easy to follow and keeps you hooked from start to finish. Check it out. Hashtag ODPH. So, don't touch stuff. Sit down. You guys sit down, son. I'm going to kick you off. Anyway, thank you so much for those reviews. Like I said, we will catch up with some of the other ones next week and in the weeks hereafter. Let's see. Instagram. Like I said, I think I mentioned this in the last episode, but we have an Instagram. Trying to get more content out on that. Go search hashtag the FOF pod to find any of our posts. And I can't remember. It's Instagram, the FOF pod, I guess. Comment and like on our stuff. Because that will help you out in our raffle we're going to do. I think I've got the details concerning our merch drop.
We have merch?
We will. We're going to be having merch. We're going to have merch here in the next episode. No, next month, starting next month. So about 2 weeks, we're going to be having some merch. And I'm going to do a raffle. I think I'm going to give away 2 shirts. I'm going to give away 2 shirts.
To me?
No, not to you. You'll get one, but... You'll get one. Don't worry about it. You'll get one, just not for this raffle. So I think to start, we'll give away 2 shirts, and we'll see how things go, how well you guys kind of take to this. But... In order to be entered into the raffle, what you want to do, there's a few things that you can do to be entered in. One is retweet any of our new tweets with comments, or not necessarily new tweets, but any of our episode tweets. Retweet with comments on Twitter. You can rate us on iTunes if you haven't, and or Podchaser. You can share our episodes, episode posts on Facebook, with in your story or on your timeline, whatever you want. You can comment and tag a friend on Instagram on any of our posts. And the last way you can enter is to purchase. I think we're going to put out 2 shirts. You can purchase one of the shirts and then be entered in for a raffle for, whatever shirt that you want. You basically send me proof that you've done anything of these items on, whatever social media platform you want, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Do any of those. Screenshot it, send it to me, and I will put you in the raffle. And we'll see how this takes. I have no idea how successful this is going to be. But stay tuned for that. And with that, I think that is the end of our of my news and announcements that I have. So we will get into
talking about Sonic.
Scoot up a little bit. There you go. Okay. So from here on out, it's a spoiler review. So if you have not seen Sonic yet and you don't want to know how it ends, now's your chance to stop.
Spoil the end.
Well, we will. We will, because we gave them a warning. And if they don't want to hear about the end, they need to get off now. Okay? All right. So, Bittner, tell everyone, like, how, what did you think about the movie overall? Like, what did you like it? Did you not like it? What did you think?
I loved it.
You loved it. Why did you love it?
Because it, like, had a lot of cool action.
Cool action? Okay. Well, like what?
Like, at the end, once you fight Dr. Eggman.
Dr. Robotnik? Yeah. That was pretty good. Did you like? Did you like Sonic? Did you like how he looked?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A lot better than the old.
Than the old one? Did you ever see how he looked in the originally? Did you ever see that?
Uh-huh. Like, I, like, saw the old one versus the new one.
Uh-huh. And you think that his new look definitely looks better?
Uh-huh. He's a lot shorter and his eyes are a lot bigger.
Right. We're pulling up pictures here on the...
right there.
Yep. Don't touch the mic. So you like the new look, right?
Uh-huh.
You like the new look rather than the old look? I agree. I think they
traced it a lot better.
Yeah, it like looks a lot better, like it's from the video game, huh?
Uh-huh. Look.
Yeah, that's... Do you think that's kind of creepy?
Yeah.
It looks a little creepy, huh?
That has a lot bigger eyes.
Yeah, he has, like, the other one has bigger eyes, huh?
Uh-huh. Like and this. It looks a lot cuter.
Yeah, the updated version of Sonic definitely looks a lot cuter. For those who aren't aware, when they dropped the first kind of sneak peek teaser trailer for Sonic, nobody was happy with how Sonic looked, right? It kind of looked creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and this one looks a lot cuter.
They went back, it seems like they went back and they revamped and they kind of went over
how
through
they
everything
looked.
And redid how Sonic looked, right? A lot more accurate to the video game.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. In the original, if you didn't, like I said, if you don't know, if you're listening to this, I assume you kind of know about this, but the original look, his paws, for instance, he didn't have gloves. They were just white paws. His eyes were super small. His teeth were too, like, realistic looking. Like it.
Uh-huh,
just, like,
and you, the gums were a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His,
and a lot shorter ears.
Yeah, his ears were smaller. Yeah, they tried to make him too realistic. And that's, I mean, that's...
Like, not like how much showing.
Yeah, yeah. There's been some other movies in the past that have tried to make stuff...
Hey, you got to watch it, okay? Can't touch this.
I know, there's Pikachu right there. Been some movies in the past where they've tried to make the characters, like the cartoon characters, look too realistic, and it just does not work.
Go up.
Yeah, that's from a TV show. Anyway, but I was really happy with the
new one.
with the finished product, finished look of Sonic. It really
He was a lot furry.
He was really furry, yeah. It really did a lot to the overall tone of the movie. Like it felt like a kid's movie for sure, but it was definitely like
grown up.
Well, it had some grown up parts to it. Not anything inappropriate for kids, but
it was still good.
It was really good. But yeah, the new look, the revamped look was really good. What did you think about Dr. Robotnik?
He was really good.
Yeah, well, what did you like about him?
I liked his, like, drone.
His drones? His robots?
The bigger one, I liked that one.
Yeah, he had a bunch of drones, huh, that went after Sonic.
He controlled one.
He controlled the big one, yeah, that's right. Well, and it kept getting smaller, huh?
And he defeated the big one because he like turned into the gold Sonic, but you couldn't see any gold.
Yeah. So the Dr. Robotnik's robots were pretty cool looking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But
not nice.
They weren't nice. I don't know, like, I was kind of. I remember playing in the games. It's been a while since I've played the game, so I'm not, like, I in no way profess to be a Sonic expert by any means. So if I say something stupid, don't jump at me all at once, because, like I said, it's been, I played Sonic 1 and 2 and Sonic and Knuckles and maybe Sonic Pinball quite a bit.
So used to have Sonic, but I deleted it because right. I didn't have enough room.
Yeah, it takes up a lot of space on your tablet, huh?
Uh-huh. And plus, I like all of the games.
All the games? You like all the games?
Sometimes I play it at Nona's.
Sometimes? Okay. Anyway, so...
So, she has a game, like, there's the big Sonic and the little Sonic.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what we were talking about. Oh, Dr. Robotnik and his robots, huh? His robots were just robot-looking. They didn't look like animals at all, like they kind of do in the games. You know, in the games, like, they look like... The robots look like animals, and you pop them, and an animal comes out.
Like, you... do the ball and you jump on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was kind of...
And then you free the animals.
Right. I don't know. I don't know how they would have incorporated them looking like animals, but that was... I mean, they all just... His drones and his robots and stuff look kind of...
Robot.
Just like robots, huh? Kind of generic. But he did have some cool... There was a lot of cool gadgets that he had, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I liked his, like, big van thing and his one-wheeled motorcycle and after that. I liked the tiny. I liked the drum at the end.
Yeah, so like I said before, they kind of kept getting smaller as Sonic kept destroying them, huh?
And he got... hurt two times.
He did. We'll talk about that in a minute. So these robots, there's one particular chase scene.
Sonic.
Where they're chased by it starts off as a big kind of car looking drone, huh? Robot chasing him.
And he's in there.
And Sonic figures out how to do his
ball.
His spinny move, huh?
Uh-huh. His, like, ball.
Yep. And breaks it, and then...
And then the driver turned around, and he said, how are you not dead? And he was like, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
But then the robot kind of... Another smaller robot pops out.
Uh-huh, and then they...
And they keep getting progressively smaller.
They cut... The little drum cut the truck roof off.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, huh? Anyways.
And he was like, do you have car insurance?
Insurance, yeah. So, yeah, the drones looked pretty good. They were pretty realistic looking.
And he was really fast.
And Sonic was really fast. How did you like, going back to Dr. Robotnik, how did you like him? Do you know who that actor is? Do you know what else he does?
No.
You don't know who what else he does? His name is Jim Carrey. He's one of the best comedic actors. He's one of the best funny actors in the world. You know what else
he... Like he holded his Sonic's hair and he licked it.
And when he licked it, yeah, that was kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
You think he did a pretty good job playing the bad guy?
Yeah.
Do you know that same guy is who plays the Grinch on the real movie?
Like the new one?
Not the new one, the old one. The older, not old.
The cartoon?
Not the cartoon, the one.
Oh, the one who came before the, like, new one?
Mm-hmm, with the real people. You know which one I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Did you know that guy is who plays the Grinch?
I don't really like how they look. Only like I don't like the cartoon one how they look, or the new movie. The other movie who came after that, I like the new movie.
The new cartoon of the Grinch. Well, we're not talking about the Grinch, but yeah, in the real Grinch movie with real actors, the guy who plays Dr. Robotnik is the same guy who plays the Grinch. Pretty crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm. He does a lot of people.
Yeah. He does. He has played in a lot of movies. But he did a pretty good job as Dr. Robotnik.
Mm-hmm. He at the beginning, Sonic was being funny, and then at the end, once he was fighting the big drone, like when the one Dr. Robot Nick was controlling, like he was in, he was really serious.
Oh, in his plane thing that he was in? Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Intense.
It was awesome. At the, like, there was a second part and Tails came
well,
in.
Well, we're not there yet. Spoiler alert, Tails makes an appearance in this movie, so there will probably be a sequel. Do you hope to see a second Sonic movie? Yeah? Sonic and Tails?
Uh-huh. The whole team.
The whole team? You want to see the whole team?
Mm-hmm. Because there wasn't Knuckles, Amy.
There wasn't Knuckles or Amy, but at the very beginning, we talked about this yesterday.
Or Shadow.
We talked about this in the beginning. Or we talked about this yesterday. In the beginning, remember, there were a bunch of in the beginning it shows baby Sonic running around Green Hills,
and like, he led all the bad guys.
He led all the bad guys to
and
this.
Then
what's his owl's name? The owl's name?
I forget too.
And
he the owl tried to protect him, and she flied, but she got hit with an arrow.
Right, and who was chasing him? Do you remember what I told you? It wasn't Knuckles, but they were a bunch of echidnas that looked like Knuckles, huh?
Uh-huh, he's one.
Yeah, Knuckles
but
is an echidna.
But a good one. Good one.
Yeah, he's kind of a, yeah.
And anyway, he really likes smashing stuff.
Mm-hmm. So there's, it shows echidnas in there,
But not the whole movie,
not the whole movie, just in the first part. Anyway, basically what the story is about, Sonic,
a bag of rings.
Well, he has a bag of rings, but Sonic can produce a great amount of energy, huh?
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of people who want that energy source, right?
Uh-huh. That's why he's coming to different planets.
Right. So his owl mentor, I can't remember her name, but he leads in the beginning.
Pretzel lady.
Huh?
The pretzel lady.
pretzel lady. Oh, no, no, not there yet. Basically, he, so in the very beginning, it shows Baby Sonic,
mm-hmm.
and he's running around. He runs up to his
Mama Owl.
His Mama Owl.
And the one who adopted.
Yeah, she was watching him, and
she got shot.
And Sonic accidentally led a bunch of bad guys to their house, right?
And she flew away and got shot.
She tried flying away. She gets shot, and
then she gives him the bag of rings, mm-hmm. and she throws one, and then he came to our planet.
These rings are basically
like portals.
They're portals, yeah, to different worlds, huh?
Except only, like, they're little, and then they throw it big.
Yeah, they're little, and he throws them, and they get big, and you can walk through them.
Or fall.
Or fall through them.
Or fly.
Or fly through them, yeah.
And go this way or this way.
Yeah, you can go either way. Anyway, she sends Sonic off with this bag of rings, huh? And she tells him to never
stop running.
Always stay hidden.
Because they might kill him.
Right, because nobody, they're not ever going to stop trying to find him.
Uh-huh.
So he's been basically jumping around from world to world, trying not to get caught, and he's on our world.
And he got caught a lot.
He almost got caught a lot, huh? And he had to keep jumping through different worlds, huh?
Uh-huh. He went to another world, came back.
Right, yeah. He had to keep going back and forth to different worlds. Anyway, so he's on this world. He's staying hidden. He's really lonely.
Mm-hmm. Until he finds the pretzel lady and stuff.
Yeah, he's spying on
The pretzel lady.
What's his name? Tom and his wife.
The pretzel lady.
He calls her the pretzel lady because she does yoga.
And sometimes he calls Tom Donut Lord.
Donut Lord because he's a cop and he eats donuts.
A lot.
A lot.
That's what cops do.
No offense to any of our cop friend listeners. But donuts are delicious.
Uh-huh.
So
that's why they eat.
That's probably why they eat so much, huh?
Mm-hmm. Probably on their break.
Yeah. So where was I? Oh, so he's spying on them.
And trying to find a family.
And trying to find a friend, but he's really lonely. He watches a baseball game.
And then at night he plays like by himself, and then he said I can't with that guy, and he hit it and he ran bases, and then he said and then he ran real fast around the field, and then it's a blackdown.
Yeah, a blackout, huh? Yeah, he ran around the
field. Too fast.
He played baseball by himself, and he was super fast, and he got too fast, and he made a big
blackout.
Energy burst, which caused a blackout, which caused the government to send in Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah, once we had a blackout
we did,
at our
huh?
school.
It was scary, huh?
It was like one light was on in the school.
That's kind of scary.
Some people thought it was a lockdown.
that would be even more scary. Anyway, so this blackout happens, and the government comes in to investigate. They send Dr. Robotnik, huh?
Uh-huh.
And he finds
a lot of people.
He finds a quill. Well, Tom finds a quill of Sonic.
Uh-huh.
And then Dr. Robotnik tracks Sonic to
another planet.
To Tom's house. Because they had found Sonic's lair, and so Sonic was trying to get out, and so he went to Tom's garage to try and throw a ring to go to a different world.
But the bag fell.
The bag, yeah.
He fell on a tall building.
He drops the ring, and the way these rings. Let me just explain something, okay? I know you're excited. Just give me 1 second to explain. So these rings,
you say where you want to go, and they open up a portal.
Uh-huh.
Tom was wearing a San Francisco shirt. Sonic saw the shirt and said San Francisco, dropped the ring, portal opens, accidentally drops his bag of rings on top of the...
Because he, like, got a gun and he, like, gets a knockout bullet and shoots him in the leg.
And Tom shoots him in the leg with the tranquilizer gun. Anyway, so his bag of rings is on top of the Transamerica building in San Francisco.
And then he ran real fast, tried to get his rings, and he came back and, nope, there's no way to get up.
Now you're jumping to the very end of the movie. Anyway, so basically Tom, Sonic gets Tom to help him get to San Francisco and get his rings back.
And they went to a party.
Right.
And then Tom said they can't stay, but he said, I won't say another word on the trip.
They get to a bar, and Sonic wants to have some fun, huh? And there's a lot of stuff that happens.
At the end of the party, there was a fight.
They get into a fight, and Sonic kind of goes into a...
And everything
slows down, right. He goes... It's kind of like the scene in...
Everything slowed down two times.
There's two parts where that happened.
Because one, the bullet, and fight.
Yeah, right. So
the fight was the funniest.
Will you let me say something? Goodness gracious. So it kind of slows down like the Quicksilver scenes in the X-Men movies. He kind of runs around and does a bunch of stuff. And then when time goes back to regular, everybody falls over themselves and whatnot. And then they get back on the road. And the whole time that they're being chased by Dr. Robotnik. Dr. Robotnik is
Dr. Eggman.
No, it's Dr. Robotnik.
Which is the same thing, kinda.
Well, he calls him Eggman, but his name's Dr. Robotnik. But Dr. Robotnik is working. He finds out that Sonic's quill that he has is a
what's a quill?
His hair. The things that it's like a
oh like a. Like his hair is flying.
You know how it's spiky?
Back.
Yeah, it's like a porcupine. Anyway, he finds out that
he is a porcupine.
He's a hedgehog, which is kind of like a porcupine, but it's smaller and they aren't as spiky.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It's not spiky.
He finds out that this quill is an energy source, and he decides to
one
put
of
it,
his hair.
Yeah, one of his quills. He puts it into one of his robots, right? A flying robot.
And then it froze, and Dr. Robotnik pressed it real slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was real faster than it.
Right. Anyway, they get to San Francisco. They get to the top of the transit. I think it's a Transamerica building. They find the rings. Dr. Robotnik catches up with a bunch of his drones.
Presses the button.
And everything shoots at Sonic. And Sonic goes into slow-mo again. And basically dodges and redirects all the...
And he grabbed a bullet and pretending like he was playing the drone.
Playing the drone, yeah. But... with the quill that's in Dr. Robotnik's
drone,
his airplane,
drum.
Right? He is able to fly as fast as Sonic, huh?
Almost.
Pretty much, and so there's a big chase that ensues.
And he drops his rings on accident, and then he picks them all up really fast.
Mm-hmm. Sonic is using his rings to teleport through
different dimensions.
Not in different dimensions, just different planets. Parts of the world. Different parts of the world. Of our world. And...
Like, we're on this, pretend like we're on this side, and then he travels to this side.
Right. Really fast. And Dr. Robotnik is following him. And then what happens?
And
then, and then they go back to their hometown, huh?
And then he pushes, he really doesn't want to go to a mushroom land, and he pushes Dr. Eggman into mushroom land.
You're kind of jumping way to the end. Anyway, they go back to Tom's hometown in Montana. The hometown is coincidentally called Green Hills.
And he got to be like, go to a different town to be a cop.
Well, he was going to. He was going to go to San Francisco, huh? And you're skipping around a whole bunch. Anyway, they final showdown is back in Montana, Green Hills, Montana. And the world that Sonic was going to go to before all this happened was a mushroom world, huh? There's nothing on it but mushrooms.
And he hated it.
And he didn't want to go.
But he had to.
He had to. And then he decided that he wasn't going to run anymore. He's going to stand up and protect the people that he cared about. And he created a portal behind Dr. Robotnik and did a spinny move and knocked him through the portal.
Like he like did a spinny move and somehow jumped with the spinny move.
He got hit right before that, remember? And nobody thought he was getting up. They thought he was
dead. And then he opened his eyes real fast.
He kind of went Super Saiyan, huh? He went supersonic. Got struck by lightning or created lightning, one of the two. But he like...
He's like Thor.
He was all glowy. Yeah, he looked kind of like Thor. Anyway, he did a spin move. And then knocked Dr. Robotnik into the...
Like he did a spinning move and somehow jumped.
Yeah.
And knocked him...
Into the portal, huh?
Uh-huh.
And then...
They created a family.
And yeah, they became a family. They invited Sonic to live with them.
In the attic.
In the attic, right.
They got all the stuff in the cave, and then they got it in the attic.
Right. Yeah, they got all Sonic's stuff and moved him in with them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then... It shows Dr. Robotnik on the Mushroom World, and he shaves his head, and his mustache is all poofed out.
He probably throwed it away.
Probably. His mustache?
No, like his trim.
Oh, his trimmer? Well, he probably didn't have a trimmer when he was sent into that other world.
Probably he took his... Trimmer, while he was teleporting, and he accidentally threw it.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, he looks very much like the Dr. Robotnik that we all know from the video games.
Uh-huh.
He's just not as fat. Mm-hmm. Bald. Big old bristly mustache, huh?
And he goggles. He didn't have hair right here.
Nope.
He, like, shaved... All of his head,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll bet he'll be back in the next one. He'll figure out because he's the smartest man on the
probably
world.
Probably he will be madder, probably.
Yeah, he probably will be a lot more mad and upset. But he'll probably be back. And that's basically how the movie ends. Mid-credit scene, what do we see? Halfway through the credits.
What is
the credits? The credits is what is all the words and stuff that come after the movie. Halfway through that, what happens?
Tails comes in.
Tails, the fox.
And he spins his tail and he flies real fast.
So Tails the fox comes in. He somehow did he teleport in somehow? I can't remember.
Yeah,
did he have
did.
A ring?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he had a ring. But
and he teleported to that.
He teleported to...
That side of the planet.
He teleported to Montana. He had a tracker. He was looking for Sonic.
And then he said, I think I found Sonic.
Yeah, and he flies...
Real fast
to find Sonic. So, like I said, there'll probably be a sequel, which I wouldn't mind. It was a pretty good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. You said you really enjoyed it?
Mm-hmm. I said I love it.
You love it? If you were to rate it from 1 to 10, what would you rate it? 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. What would you rate it?
Infinity to the best.
Infinity, not even 10. Infinity. All right. Well, that answers that question. I would probably give it a 9 out of 10. 9.5. Okay, I'll give it 9.5. How's that? 9.5?
Sure.
Okay, sure. 9.5 out of 10. It was really good. The story is really good. The comedy was really good. It was
really cool.
Really cool. The action was really cool. Story, like, did I say story? Anyway, definitely take this with your kids. Take your kids to see this. If you don't have kids, go see it anyway because it's
a pretty good movie. With my wife.
If you, maybe they don't have a wife.
Then just...
just go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just go see it.
By yourself.
Pretty good. Pretty good movie. Should we go see it again maybe?
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to buy it, that's for sure, when it comes
out. Because we so love it.
We so love it. So love it. Yeah. So that is our review.
That's where we stop.
That's where we stop. Really quick, so the visuals, I would give a visuals, I'd give a 10 out of 10. They were pretty good. The CGI was really good. Didn't really see anything goofy or wonky.
Only at the beginning, he was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's not anything against how he looked. I'm going to say it again. I'm really glad that they
changed
his look because...
because he looked a lot creepier, and now he looks a lot cuter.
Yeah, and there was a couple parts of the movie where he's kind of creeping, like not creeping, but he's like spying on people and kind of hanging out in the background. Would have just looked...
And he spied on the pressure lady and Tom watching a movie in the window.
Yeah, it would have looked really creepy for him, to be kind of peeping through the window. And there's a part, like, right before he plays baseball with himself, he's watching some other kids play baseball, and he's, like, looking out from underneath the bleachers, and that would have looked kind of creepy too, huh?
Uh-huh. I think in the old one, I think they, like, the pretzel lady and Tom looked... I think they changed the look of them too.
I don't think so. You can't change the look of a real life actor. I mean, you can with makeup and stuff, but I don't think that they changed it the way they looked goofball. The visuals were 10 out of 10. Robotnik's robots and stuff were all pretty good.
I liked it 0. I mean, like, I unliked it 0.
You unliked it 0, so it's still infinity?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Story was pretty good. Basic, you know, kind of basic.
It was really funny.
Yeah, basic story, kind of, you know, really, I mean, not too much to think about, but it's a kids movie, so what do you expect? Still works really well, though. Acting, you know. Was
after we're done talking, I'll tell them I lost it too.
Okay, we'll tell them. Acting was really good. You know, as far as well as it can be for a kids movie. Jim Carrey kind of really, as people predicted, kind of stole the show. He was just as good as
the old one.
As what old one? There is no old Sonic movie. What are you talking about? He was just as good as
I've seen an old Sonic movie.
No, there's an old Sonic TV show. Yeah, maybe a cartoon movie, but not like
a movie.
Not a movie. But he looked. I mean, he was. His acting and his, you know, skills, it's Jim Carrey, so it's kind of hard not to notice him when he's in a movie.
I liked Robot Nick acts and Sonic acts.
Oh, you liked how Robotnik acted and Sonic acted? Yeah.
I liked them, how they acted.
They were pretty good. So. Mm-hmm.
Who acted Sonic?
I don't know. Let's look real quick. I don't think, I looked it up before, but I didn't know who it was. I don't think so. We'll look real quick. IMDb.com.
Acted Sonic.
We're looking. Sonic the Hedgehog now playing.
We're watching it.
That's what Jim Carrey looks like when he's not Robotnik. Ben Schwartz, who
acted Sonic.
He's who voiced Sonic. Yeah, he's on Parks and Rec, House of Lies. Let's see. He's on Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He acted one.
You know, he voiced Leonardo. Lot of voice acting. Not much. More voice acting than regular acting as of recent, his recent stuff anyway. Yeah, not. Apparently he was a stormtrooper in The Force Awakens, but he's uncredited for that. So, yeah. Not gonna, oh, he's in The Interview. Okay, I watched that one. But not much. PG-13? Huh?
Is it like a kid movie?
The Interview? No.
Oh.
Definitely not. So I don't really know him from a lot, but he's been in quite a bit. So pretty good voice acting, huh?
Mm-hmm. I liked all the actors and stuff.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good movie. Definitely recommend it. Go see it with your kids. If you don't have kids, go see it anyway, like I said.
For a wife, or if you don't have a wife, just go see it by yourself.
Go see it by yourself. It's that good. You said you had something you wanted to tell them.
I lost a tooth. My aunt pulled it out.
That's right. We he was so scared that he was going to eat his tooth with the popcorn during the movie, but he didn't. And we went and got it pulled after, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's toothless.
Uh-huh. I lost 3 tooth.
Maybe we'll post it on the Instagram.
For you guys to see.
Go and like and comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us how you liked the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
And my tooth.
And your tooth. And tell Bittner how you like his lack of tooth.
My tooth hole.
Your tooth. His tooth hole. But yeah. Go and hit, like I said, go and hit up all of our...
Tweet, Facebook, and Instagram.
Hey, there you go. You got it. Go hit up all those. Be on the lookout for more news on the merch raffle and the merch itself when it drops. And thanks again for listening, you guys. This has been super fun. Enjoy doing podcasts.
And enjoy the movie.
If you like this episode, let us know. Maybe we'll do more father-son reviews with kids, stuff like this.
Uh-huh, like if we like see that again, like if we see like another movie like that, we could record it.
Yeah, we could do more like this. So let us know how you like it. But for now, we will sign off and say keep on nerding on. Mm-hmm. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening, UFOFers. Now it's time for some shameless plugs. Find us on Facebook in 2 different locations. First, our group, Fortress of Fandom. Come join our happy little family. Then, like our page, Fortress of Fandom Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at the FOF Pod. Email us with any questions or comments about the episode at thefof.pod@gmail.com. We are the official podcast of Sugar Glider Comics, written by Shelby Webb and her father, Jason. Check out their work at sugarglidercomics.com. That's sugarglidercomics, comics with an X.com.
Music was written and provided by my brother Hayden at twostepcuts.com. Check him out for all of your music editing needs. If you're listening to this podcast, congratulations, you found us. Be sure to follow and subscribe. If you like the episode, share, like, and comment. It helps with our circulation and getting us recognized. And once again, thanks for listening. Tune in next time for more nerd news.